Declaring the decades-long debate over whether to bring casinos to Massachusetts over, Stephen Crosby, the chairman of the powerful Gaming Commission, said he and the other four appointees were ready to get to work to implement the public policy in the best way they can. He pledged that much of that work would take place in full public view.
We take our mandate to implement, design and implement a participatory, transparent, and fair process. This is the first step in that direction, and we are committed to making that be our top priority from every moment that we proceed.
The Commission's first meeting was held on the campus of UMass Boston and was streamed live on the Commission's website. There was no opportunity for the public to speak at this inaugural meeting of the Gaming Commission, but Chairman Crosby promised there would be public forums in the future and meetings would be held in all parts of the state.
As many of our meetings as we can possibly arrange will be streamed live on the web. They will be later stored on our web. And as we get a little bit more sophisticated, the video will be searchable. So wherever we hold our meetings, the people of Western Massachusetts, Central Massachusetts, North Shore, South Shore, Cape Cod, and the islands will have every bit as much access to our activities as anybody else in the Commonwealth.
The first meeting dealt almost exclusively with what Crosby described as organizational and housekeeping matters.
So we're now getting ready to do the really important road.
The commission voted to approve a mission statement, procurement rules, and approved a one-year lease for an office in downtown Boston. Chairman Crosby said initially the commission will have a staff of about 30 people, but in coming years that could grow to as large as 150 people. The commissioners interviewed two finalists to be their gaming consultant and agreed to negotiate contracts with both. Both are New Jersey firms, Michael and Carol and Spectrum Gaming Group. Up to three licenses for resort casinos can be issued, one in each of three regions. Several gaming companies are expected to vie for the loan license in Western Massachusetts, including Mohegan Sun, Ameristar, Hard Rock International, and MGM Resorts. Gaming Commissioner Bruce Stebbins of Springfield, in an interview prior to today's meeting, said he was not surprised by the level of competition.
The fact that, again, the legislature set a minimum of $500 million investment into each casino, I think speaks volumes about the type of proposals we're going to get and hopefully to the financial wherewithal of the applicants.
Under timetables discussed publicly by the gaming commissioners, the first casino license will likely be awarded next year, with construction starting in late 2013 and the first Massachusetts casino opening roughly 5 years from now. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.